Oh, yeah. Surf's up, boys. Welcome to Riff City, the first annual Riff City Surf Down. Put your sunscreen on your nose, get your sunglasses on. It's a hot day and the waves are a-breaking. I'm your host, Rand Barnicle. With me, as always, the beautiful two-time surf champion,
Dave White.
There he is. Oh, yeah.
That was from a band called The Astronauts, and the title of the song, Hot Doggin'.
Hot Doggin'.
I just typed in Hot Doggin' music in the YouTube, and this is the first thing that came up.
Damn, hell yeah.
And that pretty much ripped for... Yeah. They were hot dogging.
Brought me back to the surf days, dude.
Yeah, the Astronauts. They're probably like in a garage. They were like, we're starting a band. Scanning, and they had some Sears guitars and shit.
That's like music that people used to go like get milkshakes to and shit.
I mean, that was like wild ass music.
Yeah, why did that stop?
What? Just music. Changes.
Yeah, but that specific, nobody's like really,
nobody's brought the surf sound back.
Yeah, nobody's really brought surf sound. A lot of people do like rock, a lot of people do synth shit. Yeah. Synth died out in like the 90s,
but synth's back again.
Synth's back, baby. I love synth. I'm a synth boy,
you know. And then there's people that are like still do the blues and stuff like that. And,
yeah,
but no, yeah,
nobody's brought back like that's like real Americana shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
that's like when the Zodiac Killer was stabbing people. That's like, and surf shit, if it's played in the right context, it's kind of scary. Yeah. Like if it's in a dark house and you're like, some, you know, you're walking in, it's like, it seems like kind of like evil. I don't know. Old Beach Boys songs. Like if they're like slowed down, they're fucking sketchy, dude. It's like devil worshiper music. It's like all the kids were playing. It's like real weird shit.
Yeah,
you know?
The Astronauts, man. I've never heard of them. You want to type it in there to see maybe if they come up? Astronauts, a rock band. Four comments. This is my favorite all-time surf instrumental. It was released in the autumn of 1963 by a far underrated band from the Denver area. It was a minor hit in the Rocky Mountain area, but didn't get much airplay elsewhere. That was from a YouTube comment. That's a pretty detailed YouTube comment.
Yeah, I know. Who loved them? The Astronauts were an American rock and roll band who had a minor hit in 1963 with Baja.
Baja.
And remained successful for several years, especially in Japan.
In Japan? Who would have thought?
The Japanese love American surf music, dude.
Great surf band from Boulder, Colorado. Saw them live several times. Heard that in person. Loved it.
Here's Baja after this ad. From Whole Foods 365. Without cashing out. Shut the fuck up. Why is this ad so long? 2, 1. This is Baja.
What is that? I don't know.
Dude, can I be honest? That song sounds like shit. It sounds like a bunch of people are fucking beating wood against a wall.
I thought the hot dogging sound.
Yeah, hot dogging sound way better. How was Baja such a huge hit?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it wasn't remastered. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not like it's the Beach Boys where they've remastered everything or whatever and remixed everything.
That song also sounded sketchy.
That did sound sketchy.
Yeah.
It sounded like the instruments were wet.
Yeah. Yeah, wet. Let's play the wet guitar.
The Astronauts. I bet you that some of those guys, they went on to sell real estate or whatever.
Yeah, insurance.
Hey, remember when we were that rock and roll band?
What if you just found out one of them was a total fucking psychopath, like used to fight in bars? Because I feel like fighting was down then.
Well, yeah, everybody fought back then.
No, I mean, I felt like it was down. Surf style?
Surf style? Well, you'd have the surf off or something.
Yeah, but I don't feel like people were, like, just getting in fights at bars and shit.
Those guys lived in Colorado. They never seen the beach.
That's what I mean.
They were like... Yeah.
Is there snow music?
Snow music?
Where there's like the surf sound. What's the snow sound? You know, what's the sound of the fucking, for the snow boys, you know?
I don't know.
For the guys that hit the fucking fresh pow pow, dude. Ski resort music.
I feel like ski music is also surf music.
See, yeah, probably.
Because you're like gliding on the, you're gliding and shit like that.
No, because somehow surf music sounds like it should be at the beach. If you played ski surf music when somebody was skiing or snowboarding, you'd be like, what the fuck are they playing surf music for? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear Moving by the...
The year is 1965. The Zodiac Killer has struck again. This time at Lake Berryessa, he accosted two lovers, sitting by Lake Berryessa sharing a picnic lunch. He showed up in a hood with a Zodiac symbol etched on the bottom of it in some sort of chalk or paint. He was carrying a 9mm Beretta. Well, who is this man?
The Astronauts.
Yeah, they made the soundtrack to the Zodiac Killer's whole shit, dude.
Yeah, man, the Astronauts. That's some wild shit.
I watch that David Fincher movie like once a year, dude.
Oh, the Zodiac?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm into that.
That was some evil villain shit, writing letters to the newspaper. That was some balls to the walls stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, he was like sending letters to the shit.
Had secret codes and shit. Somebody, I think they broke one of his codes finally. Like in the past year, people thought it was like an unbreakable code, and I think like a year or two ago they broke it. Did you hear about this? Did you know about this?
Yeah,
I did. Read about this?
Yeah, I heard about it. I read about
it. You hear about?
They already know who the Zodiac killer was, dude.
They do.
Yeah, he died in Mexico.
He did.
Yeah. People just don't want to accept it.
Why, was he a cop?
No. He was a ex-military dude, and this guy, see, they dispelled a lot of the shit that he said, but it was just this dude making up shit for his fucking book. But I'm pretty sure his dad was the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah,
because this guy that was allegedly the Zodiac Killer married a lady in San Francisco when she was 14.
Yeah,
and it was highly publicized in the newspaper. In the San Francisco
Chronicle,
written by Paul Allen, slandering this fucking dude about marrying this 14-year-old girl that was this guy who wrote a book later on in life's mom. Then the dude like beat her ass. The cops were after him for marrying this girl illegally. He was dipping all around in Mexico. He was gone. It was called the Milkshake Lovers or some shit like that because she was super young and he was like in his 30s. He basically kidnapped her and they were married, but he kidnapped her and was like banging her out in hotels and keeping her from her family for like months and months and maybe a year. And she got pregnant, had this kid.
Yeah.
And then she went back home to her parents. They had him arrested, but he fled and they don't ever know what happened to him.
Yeah.
So the dude never knew his fucking dad. And then he found these newspaper clippings when his mom died, like in a basement about this fucking dude. And he looks dead on the sketch of the Zodiac Killer, like his same glasses, same side of the part in his hair. And this dude is like, this motherfucker is my dad. He is the Zodiac Killer. He's in that area after my parents divorced. One of the victims was like linked to his mom in some way, like they worked together or was a friend. That motherfucker was it. And then he tracked down like where his dad went, and it turned out he went to like Mexico somewhere, and he ended up dying of like throat cancer. He's buried in this little cemetery somewhere, and the dude went and visited.
Was he like in the military? Was he like a code break? A code?
Well, he worked. He was like one of those submarine dudes, so he did know coding and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The dude like ties it all. He's like, dude, my dad was a Zodiac Killer for sure. And even the dude kind of looks like the sketch, like the son.
All
and
right.
It's like, I don't see how it's not that guy.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's I watched that documentary Skyjack or something about the D.B.
That's about jacking off on a plane.
No, it's about D.B. Cooper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It but they got they think they got it down to like three people. But even those three people, they're like, we don't think it might. You know, like
yeah.
It's crazy how they can't. How they can't figure out who it is.
I mean, there's shit with that Zodiac thing, even on that guy's thing, where I'm like, yeah, his dad's not the
Here's
Zodiac.
That, I mean, I don't understand how they couldn't figure out D.B. Cooper. Like, how did he get to the airport? Like, did he take a cab? Did he leave a car there?
I think it was just so far before, like, all that
yeah,
forensic
but
evidence
the FBI,
shit.
You know, they still could have figured out how he got to the airport. You know, I mean,
that was before they even knew the term serial killer, though, right?
He wasn't a serial killer.
No, but I know. But I mean, the FBI was so far back. When you think about it, like cops now have like the tools the FBI had in like the 80s.
Right.
And the FBI now probably has some wild shit.
Yeah.
But like back then, the FBI wasn't even as good as the cops are now.
That's true.
You know? So it's like they didn't have the fucking resources.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I watch this YouTube channel where they still like London is the most CCTV place, and people disappear there all fucking time.
Yeah.
There's like a story about this kid that just left his house, lied, said he was going to school. He's 14. He was on Xbox Live. He took his PlayStation Portable and like a change of clothes and a backpack. They got him getting off the train in London.
Yeah.
Gone. Haven't seen him for 17 years.
Just gone.
Gone. I don't know where the fuck happened to him.
Yeah.
Somebody sent an email to his parents with his little nickname they called him. And they traced the IP address to somewhere like 5 miles from London. They went there. Nobody fucking lived there. Crazy shit, dude. It was like an internet cafe. This kid just decided to disappear. They're like, we don't know if he got sold into sex trafficking. We don't know shit. He's just gone.
Damn.
And I mean, that was in 2010.
Damn.
So it's like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I can see people. I think in like 5 years, you can't get away with killing people now.
Yeah.
But there was some dude on a thing I was watching who said there's going to be a resurgence of serial killers. Like how they call the golden age of serial killers, like the 70s or whatever. They're like, in 2030. There will be a resurgence in serial killers. That's like the second golden age.
Why?
Because of the financial collapse, because of like everything that happened in the early 2000s. They think kids growing up under those pressures, and especially with like the pandemic, people lost their jobs and people were dying. That like fucks with people's psyches who are already loose, you know, who already have a loose moral compass to be like a dude that'll be like, yeah, I think I want to chop women's feet off, you know? So they think 2030 will be the time where we get like all the new fucking serial killers.
Because
I looked it up. They said there's like up to 50 active serial killers that are uncaught in the country right now.
And that is low or high?
They think that's like normal. No. But the guy thinks it'll be like 120 by 2030.
Man.
Like it'll over double. Because there's like, you hear about that fucking Arizona bone collector, dude?
No.
Whoa, dude. There's like, they went to do a new development in Arizona somewhere. And they like are clearing out this dusty patch. And they found like a bunch of hooker bones in a field.
Damn.
And it wasn't just one hooker. It was like 40 hookers.
Damn.
And then now they're putting them all together and they're like, what the fuck? This is from like, this bone carbon dated is from like 2018. So they were like, this motherfucker was killing hookers up to 2018.
Damn.
And they don't have any, they have like three suspects.
Damn.
And it's like, one of them's this Mexican guy. One of them's like a drug guy. One of them's like this black dude that was a mailman. And so it's like, it's either a white guy, a black guy, or a Mexican guy. It's like, those aren't even suspects.
Right.
You're just saying it could be one of these fucking guys that lived over here.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. They call him the bone collector, man.
Damn.
Out there in Arizona. You better be careful when you go out there, Dave.
Well, I'm not a streetwalker.
You are a streetwalker.
Not a woman of the night.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, they need to decriminalize sex work so these women aren't out there unprotected.
They call it the less dead.
The less dead?
That's what they used to call it. Cops don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's why Jack the Ripper got away with it.
Yeah.
Because nobody gave a fuck about him killing hookers.
But yeah, I bet you, I bet you in Amsterdam where you can go in there and get a girl, they don't have that. They don't have the same
I don't think any hookers get killed in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people are just like, yeah, whatever.
It's the same way. They know where they are. You know, it's not like they're disappearing. Like, people would notice if they disappeared.
They
got a job. They're going to work.
Yeah, every town should just have, like, a fucking...
red light district.
Sex district, yeah. All right, you go down there when you're horny, and then...
Right. I mean, you're making it illegal. I ain't stopping it. You know what I mean?
It's the oldest profession in the world. Yeah. It's never going to stop.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, you know, drugs. You know, people still going to do drugs. Nobody need me going to jail over drugs.
Nobody needs to fucking go to jail over damn drugs, dude.
No way.
Dude, what do you think about this? I had this thought last night when I was coming home from Columbus. I think crack was marketed incorrectly.
It was the wrong market for crack?
Yeah. Because, like, look.
When the CIA was coming up with crack.
Well, you always, exactly. Because when you always hear stories, like, if somebody, like, is drunk. They'll tell a story like, dude, I got so drunk last night, I slept in my jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's like, ha, ha, ha. And then, like, if somebody smokes weed, they're like, oh, last night I got so high, I ate a whole bag of oranges. And you're like, whoa. Yeah. But then it's always like, yeah, last night I smoked crack and I beat my head against the wall for 2 hours. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's never like, they act like you were like a normal dude, and you're like, yeah, I guess I'll try crack. And literally the next day you're like, last night I ate a shoe. Like, it's not the same, you know? It doesn't happen like that.
Well, cocaine was expensive, and then somebody's like, what if we sell you cocaine for
$5? Yeah, yeah.
And you smoke it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it'll make you real wild. You know, cocaine, you're going to tell people your small business plan, and crack, you're going to be like, I'm selling my pants.
yeah. Crack, you're like, is my head on fire? Yeah. But also, crack, though, too, is like, I know there's a very famous crackhead that kept it together for 25 years. Whitney Houston. Right. She kept it together, dude.
Yeah.
She wasn't out on these streets, Whitney Houston, being like, let me sing you a song for crack cocaine. She didn't do anything like that.
Yeah. I mean,
she wasn't out there on TRL like, Carson Daly, let me suck your toes for a rock.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are like heroin junkies that are still going to work and all that sort of stuff. They're just maybe nodding off or something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like junkies and working and stuff. You know?
See, even heroin is like sensationalized, though. Yeah. But like the dudes that did heroin that became rock stars were going to be rock stars anyway.
Right.
Heroin
usually,
didn't make him a rock star.
Usually they were rock stars first, then they start doing heroin. You know?
Sure, yeah, like Kurt Cobain did heroin in high school, but he ended up being a fucking rock star.
Right,
he was going to be a rock star. It just was like predetermined.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my friend Ronnie, he played the guitar in high school. He started doing heroin, and now he works at the China Experience at Northgate Mall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be a rock star.
Right, right.
He was going to do heroin,
yeah.
And he wasn't going to be a fucking rock star, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I shouldn't have shouted Ronnie out like that. He probably doesn't listen to this.
People don't know.
But, well, we're 18 minutes in. If he started this when he started tying off, he's already asleep.
He nodded off. Took a snooze.
Man, if you, hey, dude, when's the last? Well, you don't live around here. But, like, when you come back, have you seen people you, like, went to high school with not comedy?
Not as much as I used to.
That's what I mean. Isn't it fucking weird when you see some of these people? We're like, damn, you were just like a kid with soap shoes and a trapper keeper, and now you're somebody's fucking dad, and you got flames tattooed on your throat. What?
Yeah, I mean, I did it with my buddy last night. I went to high school with, but he's got a really nice job, owns a house, all that stuff. You know, he's got it together. He's, you know, it's cool to see him.
Yeah, you got to see your homie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about seeing...
I mean, sometimes, I run into, like, some ghosts from the past. And you're like, Yeah,
that's what I mean.
They're like, what are you up to? And you're, like, trying to keep it vague so you don't have to kick it.
Well, you know, just kind of living in L.A., doing my thing. Yeah, doing what I do.
Yeah, doing my thing. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Yeah, you look great.
Hitting them with a lot of...
Yeah. You're just slowly disappearing.
Yeah, trying to
backing up.
Sneak out the frame, you know.
Oh, shit, have you seen Charlie? Or just, like, running? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the heroin thing passed the peak on that. There was, like, a minute, like, my parents call me, and they'd be like, remember so-and-so? And I'd be like, they're going to be dead at the end of this sentence.
Yeah.
When I get to the end of this story, they dead.
They're dead.
They dead as fuck.
Yeah,
that was like a whole batch of people I grew up with are dead.
Woo!
Because the OxyContin and all those people. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Most of the whites in one neighborhood that went to my school were all just like pill heads, dude. Yeah. Like 10 years after high school, you see them, you'd be like, God damn, you look like you're 40, dude. Yeah, we're like 22.
Scratching.
See him at a bar and be like, hey, what's up, man? What are you been up to? I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? How'd you age like that?
Pills, dude.
Pills, dude. Dude, putting you in the... Pills are the whackest drugs, dude.
I mean, I've gotten I've gotten some pain pills because of the teeth thing. I mean, when you take one, you're like, ooh, I feel like a warm blanket right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna melt into this couch.
Dude, even when I got my wisdom tooth pulled, I just threw them Percs away,
Get away, devil.
I didn't even take one. Even when I broke my collarbone, they gave me pain pills, and I was like, fuck out of here.
Most people weren't drug addicts.
Yeah, that's true.
There was like dudes that went to Vietnam, they were doing drugs, and then on the flight back, they got back, back, they're sweating their balls off, and then they never did drugs again.
Oh,
just
because
it's like a proximity thing sometimes.
Yeah.
And your grandma can go to the fucking hospital and get morphine, and she's not coming home like, ooh, let me get that drip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
People are kind of predisposed to it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Isn't it? That is fucking crazy. You just come back from Vietnam. You were fucking getting zoinked in a foreign country and, like, getting shot at. The only way you know how to go to sleep was to get fucking zorched.
And then you're just on that plane home sweating it
out, see your family, and you're like, hey, everybody. You're like,
but you don't. You get back to your, like, small town in Iowa, there ain't no guy with the fucking carrying that weight. Ain't got a whore, you know?
Yeah.
You rough it out for it, you know, and then you move on from it.
Dave was weird for like 2 weeks when he got back from Vietnam, but he's back to normal. And they're like, yeah, that's because that motherfucker was withdrawing, dude.
But, so drugs like that, yeah, a lot of
some people came back from Vietnam and never came back.
Never came back.
They stayed.
Yeah. Wasn't it crazy? I remember like in the 80s, people, like, there'd always be like, we lost Vietnam, and they're like, it'd be like a theme in movies. And now that I'm older, I'm like, what sort of fuck? Every war, everybody loses in a war.
Yeah.
There ain't
no
winners.
No,
dude, people are dying.
Well, technically, we did fucking scorch in World War II.
Yeah, but
I mean, that was our swan song. That's why that's the number one they all talk about.
It's still like a ton of Americans died. A ton of people died.
Yeah, oh no, a ton of people died, but
nobody was a winner.
But people, America also went in there like a little late. They're like, all right, we'll come. Yeah. We'll come do janitorial work.
But like when you think about Vietnam, it's like, why did we? There was never reason that. Because they wanted to be communists. What that had to do with us?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
What did that have to do with any of us?
I've always had that thing. And I don't know if this is the right thought process to have about the country that you're from. But I've always been like, why do we got to be in everybody's fucking business, dude?
It's crazy.
Leave people alone.
There's people over there just farming, and all of a sudden they're blown up. Just dude, boom.
You'll hear people's uncles and people's dads and shit. They'll be like, well, it's because they want to go over there and they want to be Muslims. It's like, yeah, dude, what's the fucking matter to you?
What are they?
Yeah.
And then they're like, when they blow up some like neighboring people, it's like, imagine if somebody down the street was doing something criminal. You have no idea. What are you supposed to do? Stop that?
Can I guarantee you something? somebody down the street in this neighborhood is doing something criminal.
But
I wave to them, and they tell me nice shoes all the time.
But imagine like some foreign country was like, we're just blowing up this whole area because that guy's a criminal down the street.
It's also, too, a foreign country will be like, hey, we don't like this other foreign country. We're going to fight them.
Yeah.
And America goes, no, not without us.
Yeah.
We're going to take a side. It's like, leave them alone. Let them fight.
Well, or don't fight. I mean,
don't stick your nose in other people's fucking business. If Russia and fucking whoever wants to fight each other, let them fight. That would be like being at a bar and two guys you don't fucking know or maybe talk to a couple times. You've met their dad. I guess you met their leader, their dad, and then they get into a fight. You're not going to jump in and be like, I got his back, and then just start fighting the other guy. You're just going to be like, damn, dude.
Yeah, I mean, war is just,
Switzerland fucking rules for just never fighting.
Yeah, but they're taking a little bit of, they're taking a piece out of all the action.
They're also that's fucking gangster shit. You let everybody else just do all the fighting, and then you're just like, yeah, nah, man, we make watches. That's cool. That's fucking cool as shit. They have like a higher standard of life. Nobody's beefing. I mean, I'm sure their movies suck.
Yeah,
but like a Switzerland movie.
Yeah.
Sucks. Like, what are they doing?
Right.
Just like shaking hands and like sleeping in hammocks. I don't know what they do.
Make chocolate,
make cuckoo clocks. I don't know what the fuck they do. But it's like, dude, that's a country that is fucking chilling. Yeah. Now watch, we'll be dead 500 years. 500 years will go by if the world hasn't melted out of the solar system.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it'll be like, Switzerland, the world's greatest war power. They've just been like stockpiling shit forever.
Yeah, man, it's wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
How many minutes we at?
25. Man, we went insane on the war talk, dude.
Yeah, we went nuts.
Who cares? Sometimes we got to have episodes where we let the Rip City people know, dude.
I think if human beings could communicate with each other, we could avoid wars.
Yeah, or just leave everybody alone.
Yeah.
Everybody mind their own fucking business.
Well, if we just got to cooperate, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just don't ask anybody for anything. Except for big companies when you, like, need something. Like, when you need, like, hey, is there bread here? Those are the kind of questions.
Yeah.
Everybody always trying to change everything. Being cops. America's the world's police. Fuck off. I can't wait for a day where we're all just, like, super self-sustained. And it's
the robots, you know.
The robot cops.
The robots are coming.
Yeah, but that's what's going to be fucked
up. I got robot yogurt yesterday.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
We were living the future life. We were zipping around on bird scooters on the river. Just electric scooters. Zipping along.
12 miles an hour.
And there was like this big poster of a robot that said, robot yogurt. Robot yogurt. Yogurt served to you by robots.
Damn.
And then it was like this building on the river. And you just go in there and there's like four machines. Nobody's in there. Just these four machines. And each machine has two flavors in them. You know, it's either like strawberry vanilla, chocolate vanilla.
Yeah.
Some other bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you go up to the machine and you're like, boop, boop. And you tell it what toppings you want. There's like five toppings. You tell it what toppings you want. And then all of a sudden this arm grabs a cup. It's like, boop, boop. And it takes the cup over. And then the swirl drops down. And then it's like, comes over.
Perfect pour. Skibbidabdoodab.
And then there's like this spiral thing. And all of a sudden, like, fruity pebbles spiral down. Then some chocolate jimmies. Zing.
Damn, some jimmies.
And then it's like, boop, boop, boop.
And tosses it on your shirt.
Well, it has like that arm, you know, and then you lift up the thing, take your yogurt out.
Damn.
$5.
Good?
It's pretty good.
Damn, robot yogurt, dude.
Robot yogurt, dude.
Fuck.
Just some teen now not getting that yogurt money.
See, that's why I think we need robot cops.
Why?
I'm serious. As long as you don't have like some scumbag older white dude making them.
Yeah,
because it'll make sure that a robot cop will just kill somebody, a person.
Well, I don't think the robot cop should have a gun.
No, that exactly. Yeah. I think robot cops should only use their arms.
Yeah,
and look, they never get tired. They won't throw a form tackle on somebody.
Yeah.
They'll just like, and plus it'll make it more fun if you just did a misdemeanor. A robot cop just won't chase you into traffic. It'll just be like, whatever, let him go.
Yeah.
It's a misdemeanor. They'll probably just scan your wallet anyway and find out who you are, and then a real person will just come and arrest you, or you'll just get something in the mail like, come to court right now or we're sending the robot cops. And there's just two
cops might be too good, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. They would fucking be, oh yeah, you mean they're like super sticklers.
Yeah,
like where a cop would be like,
yeah, like,
ah, he's going two over, where a RoboCop would like,
yeah, like you spit on the ground and that's like some law that's illegal,
yeah,
but nobody enforces it. But the robot cop's like, he's just programmed it.
He's got all the laws.
I was listening to this thing about self-driving cars. And what they think is a possibility with self-driving cars is that, you know, right now the car trumps the pedestrian because the pedestrian knows that the car is unpredictable and won't right. stop. And maybe they're texting, they might run you over. So the car is the king.
Right.
But when they have self-driving cars, they see a person, it slows down. So in theory, people could just be in the street fucking playing baseball or whatever, and the self-driving car is just going to be like...
just waiting until...
waiting, locked up, just chilling.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So like it would turn the pedestrians back in charge because now the robot's going to be like, well, I can't run this person over.
Yeah, and also, if you really think about it, it'll make going everywhere take fucking forever because the robot car is legitimately going to adhere to all of the
but
rules.
Here's the thing with the robot car.
You're not going to turn left when the light turns red
right.
and there's no traffic coming.
But there won't be no traffic. It'll eliminate traffic because most traffic is from human
error.
Yeah. And goofing around. So there wouldn't be no traffic. So if you eliminate traffic, now you're probably getting there at the same time, and you'll be on the you could be on your phone in there, fucking noodling, getting your D smoked.
Damn, you want to get your D smoked in a robot car?
Yeah, if the robot's driving,
then you can tint your windows as dark as you want.
Yeah, you could be in there fucking knocking it out,
dude. You know what would be sick actually? Because a robot car, you wouldn't need conventional seating.
No,
you'd have a fucking love seat back there. You'd have like big gray chair in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're just sitting back there reading a book and be like, take me to Chicago, car.
Going to Porkopolis.
Going to Porkopolis, dude. Yeah. Damn, yeah. How many people would you be going down the highway and just seeing everybody be getting their dick sucked? Everybody on the highway just fingering. Dude, it would turn into a fucking roadway orgy, dude.
Yeah,
that would be the new speeding ticket. Be like, God damn, I got popped for getting jacked off, man. That's $80, dude. I've been dating her for 4 years, dude.
Or they're just a robot arm that comes out and fucking tugs your ween.
That's the other thing, man. Robots are going to get good at, like, banging people and shit.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, there's already dills.
Yeah.
And that's never been a competition.
But there's those sex dolls now that look realistic. And
yeah, but dude, how sketchy, though.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah.
like, cold.
Yeah.
You know? You ever seen one of them things?
But that's, like, that's the first wave. I mean, imagine, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
the new wave, they'll be like, should I vacuum? Like that shit where you're like, yeah, sure. They'll have like Alexa in their head. So you could just like, your fuck doll walks in and like knows
starts
what you
playing,
like.
Opens his mouth, start playing tunes.
Say, yeah, you'd be like, play Don't Lose My Number by Phil Collins. And then the thing's just jagging you off. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know that I like that, though.
I'm into it.
It'll put the toots out of work, man.
Who?
The toots.
There will be less dead hookers.
That's true. Oh, yeah, but what about these psychos that start off by practicing killing their fucking sex dolls? And then they're like, I want the real thing. See, that's what's scary, man, is like, even if those things can't, a self-driving car, I'm super into, but like robo-servants, I don't know, dude. I kind of like cooking. I kind of like.
You don't want to come in and be like, beep, boop, boop.
Nah. Plus, you know, what if I'm like laying in bed one night and my
governance looking at you?
My 210-pound robo servant like falls on me or something. Like there's a malfunction. It Macho Man elbow drops me because of something I watched on TV a bunch of times. You know what I mean? I got to wake up from a dead sleep and fight a fucking machine, dude. No, thank you, man. We got to find a way to hook them into the wall or something to charge them. We can't beat machines. I do like the thought of RoboCops, dude. I do.
They already got like those things that are like, they look like
the wheelie things.
Yeah.
No,
people
push about,
up. People are like, I'm going to fucking throw this into a fountain, bro.
There
is some, I don't know what it is like. Because I like those Uber, like the Uber little things that Postmates has, the little electronic droid thing
it brings you your shit.
But there's like even part of me like, I just want to go flip that over.
Yeah, dude.
what is that?
Didn't I tell you about the thing in Philadelphia?
No.
Didn't I talk about this?
Oh, you told me
this?
About there was like this robot they tried.
The
like...
robot was supposed to try to walk across the whole country.
Yeah.
And like with people helping it out and charging it and stuff. to see, like, it was a compassion project or whatever. And the robot went from New York 1.5 hours away to Philadelphia and was beaten to death on the side of the road. It was like it didn't even make it. It didn't even make it out of the East Coast. It just got beaten to death.
People, yeah, there's something about robots.
People are just like hitting it with bottles and fucking smashing it. Plus, I don't know. Would if you hosed off one of the robot cops, would it be assault on a police officer?
Yeah, I'm sure if you fucking did anything to it. You see Domino's has got that self-driving pizza.
Is that real?
I haven't seen it anywhere. But I mean, I've seen like the Domino's in L.A. because I'll go pick it up. They have, like, a pizza oven in the back. It's still, like, a driver car, but it has, like, an oven in the back. They throw the pizza in to keep it warm.
Of the car?
The passenger seat, and then the back, you know, it's like a hatchback. They lift this up, and then they throw it in there. Keeps the pizza warm.
What?
Aren't you on board with that?
Yeah, but whatever happened to just pizza bags, man?
What? I mean, you're not a bag.
Can I be honest with you? I don't like super hot food.
All right.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want my food piping hot.
I don't want it piping hot, but when you get that pizza and it's like cold, you know, that. You like it cold.
Room temp.
Not me.
I want my pizza to come temped out, dude. Room T.
I don't know about that. Time for word of mouth?
Yeah, I mean, it's bedtime.
All right.
Dude, we crushed a long one.
Okay.
And I mean, I think we really taught the Rift City residents a lot about robots and policing and Robo-jail?
Robo-jail.
That's where you start them. You start the robots off in the jail.
I mean, robot prison guards would probably be better because, you know, they couldn't be bribed by, you know, because
yeah, exactly.
You know, the deputies in there, they're in there smuggling stuff in for people and stuff like that.
Plus, they'd break up. They fucking, also, if you had a robot prison guard, they don't need to sleep. Yeah. They could literally hook into the camera and watch all the cells, and when some guy starts beating up somebody or fucking their mouth, that robot just like fucking walks in and just like stop it and just puts his robot hand between the dick. There's no human, like, you know, there's no like human, like, I don't want to touch this guy, I got to put on gloves. Can't give a robot AIDS. Throw piss and shit in its face all you want. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
What's that cocktail called in prison? The ones that real bad guys throw, they crush up the glass.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about this?
No.
Dude, they take a shit in a cup, right?
Oh, no.
And then they jizz in the cup. They piss in the cup.
Okay.
And they take a can of tomatoes or whatever, and they break up a piece of glass real fine. They roll the glass. And then they put all these tiny, 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 tiny little shards of glass in the cup with the piss and the shit. And they mix it up. And then when the security guard or when the CO walks by, they whip it in their face. And when that shit and piss hits them, there's all this little glass in there, so it cuts you up. So you get all sick.
Yeah.
It's called something.
Damn.
It's called, like, the fucking something cocktail.
Damn, that's wild ass shit.
It's called my favorite drink.
Oh. All right. Well,
that's my word of mouth.
Man, that was real heavy.
My word of mouth is everybody make a cocktail of glass.
No,
come on, man.
No, you got a real word of mouth.
All right, let me play the word of mouth song.
You got word of mouth song?
Yeah, I got it.
Word of mouth. Doom, boom, ba, doom. Word of mouth. Pop, pop.
Check, check. Hey, bust up. Let me pop. Neighborhood superstar. We're going to stand up. While we dispose of. Nigga, broad heads up. Outdoor soldier.
Oh, it's hip hop word of mouth.
Hip hop word of mouth. All right, my word of mouth is Planet of the Tapes in Louisville.
Woo!
Just was down there making a new album. It's the hottest new comedy club in the country.
Can't wait.
It's hip. It's cool. It's in the Louisville. Louisville's pretty cool.
Yeah, Louisville's sick.
Louisville's sick.
Yeah, I like Louisville.
You know, it's a... Everybody's got tattoos and cool haircuts in Louisville.
Love that.
Everybody, you know, that's you know, it's the forefront. It's hip. It's weird. It's happening. Planet of the Tapes, go on by. Whoever they booking, I'm sure they're funny. Rand's coming up there soon.
December.
They got a bunch of. I'm sure they're booking a bunch of strong acts.
I got the last weekend of the year.
Nice.
I can't wait, dude. Me and Blake Hammond.
Yeah, so playing of the tapes. Check it. What you got?
Oh, that's it? You just playing of the tapes? Check it? Tell me how it's set up.
It's got a show.
Why is it cool? That's what I mean. Because I haven't been. Tell me why it's cool. I've been to comedy clubs. Now, I've been to comedy clubs.
It's intimate. You know, it only holds 50 people. You know?
Low ceilings?
Ceiling's kind of high, but it's still like, in, you know, 50 people. Most comedy clubs that these new comedy clubs, they're building
300.
Yeah, 300-400 seats.
That's stupid.
Impersonal.
Yeah.
This
far.
Is,
everybody's far.
You're there. The owner's there. You know,
dude's cool.
That dude's cool. They got cool merch. They got DVDs you can rent.
Did you get a shirt? Did you get some Planet of the Tapes merch?
I'm gonna get it next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hip. It's got a cool color theme.
What is it?
It's just like this. It just aesthetically, it's pleasing to be in.
Nice.
There.
So it looks like a place where people know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah, you're gonna go in there. You're gonna have an experience.
Okay.
Like after my set, people are still hanging out and because it turns into a bar after the show, and people are.
But
kicking.
It's not a bar before the show.
Not before the show.
Nice. That's fucking. That's cool.
After the show, after hours, people are hanging out. I turned the mic back on, did a bonus
20,
set for the people.
Threw 20 out there?
Just did crowd work, mixed it up with people walking around the crowd.
Where, they got a wireless mic?
Yeah, dude.
Damn, fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
I wilded it out.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, you should get in there. Whoever they're booking is, what, $15, dude? Come on. Movie's 10.
Yeah. Popcorn thrown in there and a drink.
Louisville River Bats. That's a $15 ticket for minor league baseball.
I think it might be more than that, actually.
Yeah, it might be more. So
I think it's 18.
18. So yeah. $15 for a night out on the town. You'll have a good experience. If you're in the Ville, if you're in Southern Indiana.
That's less than a 20.
Southern Indiana, make the trip across the bridge. I know it's scary, the big city, but you can do it.
Hell yeah, dude. Planet of the Tapes, dude.
Planet of the Tapes.
And it's a cool-ass name.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the big-ass comedy clubs, man, they're fucking jammed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're jamming us up. We ain't no draws. Yeah, Planet of the Tapes looks so sick. And like I said, I only text with the owner, but that guy's sick. Good accommodation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hell yeah. Planet of the Tapes, Dave's word of mouth. My word of mouth is I have recently found out that I have been Poshmarking in my sleep. my recommendation is the coat I bought. It's so sick. It's a North Face parka, but I didn't need it. So my new recommendation is get on Poshmark and buy my old coats. Because, my God, these coats are breaking me. I have blown it in my life. Dude, I've been falling asleep.
Yeah.
And for real, getting on my phone in my sleep. I have to put my phone, like, under my bed now.
Are you taking, what's the thing that makes it, Ambien?
I take nothing.
Oh, you're not taking Ambien, getting out, taking a drive?
No, dude. I don't know what's going on with me sleeping. I'm a super deep sleeper.
Yeah.
And, dude, if I think to do something, I'll just do it in my fucking sleep.
Uh-oh.
That windbreaker, I bought it on Poshmark. It showed up at my house. A week later, I looked at my thing. I spent $35 on the thing. I didn't need that thing. It just showed up at my house.
What time?
Everything I buy is blue.
What time of day did you buy it?
3:30 a.m.
And you were completely
dead asleep. I was completely asleep when it was.
You
ordered.
Just woke up like,
I was like, oh, Poshmark. Yeah. And then I ordered it.
Oh, man.
And now I have that. I don't want that fucking thing.
Now you got to put your phone in your freezer or something?
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because it started sometimes when I'm dating somebody, like if I'm dating somebody, it's never like from a casual encounter or staying at any of my friend's house. But when I'm dating somebody, I'll be like asleep and I'll wake up and we'll kind of be fooling around.
I don't know.
And I've woke up to like my lady friend being like, are you awake? And I'm like, huh? My fully hard penis in a hand or something. She's like, I thought you were asleep. Laughing. But it's like, dude, I need to like, my word of mouth is a sleeping bag with handcuffs. I don't know what I got
to
do.
That's what Mike Birbiglia had to do. He had to fucking.
But I'm not walking around.
You're not getting out there jumping out windows like he did.
No.
He wilded out, bro.
No, dude, he jumped out a window.
Jumped out a window and took off running after
I
he
I don't think it's sleepwalking. I think I'm waking up and doing it. But I'm not remembering that I'm doing it.
You're like blacking out.
Yeah, but I'm not drinking.
Yeah, you're just. You're like half asleep. Do you snore?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, maybe yeah. that's it.
What do you mean?
Well, you're like waking up.
I'm snoring and telling Siri to.
Well, when you're snoring, it can wake you up, but you're not like awake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't snore all the time.
Yeah.
I snore if I fall asleep wrong, like on my back.
Right.
Or if I'm like drunk.
Yeah.
Or I think I need to just smoke weed every night before bed. I think that is my easiest sleep.
Yeah.
Sober sleep. Yeah, I'm always sober.
Yeah.
But like, I think I need to start smoking weed, like a little bit of a keep me down, you know?
All right. Put you in the.
Put me in the zone.
And then lock up your phone. Or turn the power off on your phone.
Yeah, but what if something happens?
What's going to happen?
I don't know. What if my mom?
Yeah, yeah.
What if my mom needs me?
Right.
And then I got my phone off?
Yeah. I mean, I always have my phone on Do Not Disturb, so, you know.
What, even when you're asleep?
Yeah. Because, I mean, especially like.
Sometimes I
get like, you know, like the, now there's the more of these like scam phone calls.
Oh, dude.
And
yeah.
Since I have an 859 number, they'll call at like 6 in the morning LA time. I'll look at my phone. You know what I mean? If I had my phone on, that'd be waking me up, dude.
Yeah, because it's 9 this time.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I mean, I got to have it on. Because I would fucking, I'd be so furious.
Yeah, flipping your table.
Just like,
let me talk to you about your car.
And I'd see like 859, so I would be like, oh, maybe somebody's in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck that.
Hello. And they'd be like, do you need a home warranty? Yeah, bitch, like, I don't own a home.
Yeah. I know. They're like, your car's extended warranty. I'm like, I don't have that. My car's a salvage title.
All right, we're ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Oh, shit.
It'll be like, today at the Olive Garden, a two.
Skechers. Are you a sad dad?
Hey, that's one shoe you'll never catch me in, dude.
No, you won't catch me slipping.
Yeah. No matter how old I am. Oh, yeah. Like. Share!
A tooth bartender, box of night, and a header. Still morning, and a whack-a-mo. Did a huh. I said boot farts, and I like a bear in a hella. I wouldn't do it. Poodle.
Damn. Those are great lyrics. Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell your dad. You know, tell whoever. Go to the Apple Store. Subscribe on all the phones there.
Write a review.
Write a damn review.
Buy a Riff City t-shirt.
At belowthecollar.com/Dave
Riff City t-shirts keep the lights on around here.
That's right. We need lights. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rand. All right. I'm a different character. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you next week.